Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be here until 6:30 tonight, and then we throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss, Bobby Hebert, they'll have on with them Saints head coach Kellen Moore. His guest tonight will be Saints offensive line coach Brendan Nugent. And then at 7:30, Monday Night Football, right here on the Big 870 WWL, as the Detroit Lions play the Baltimore Ravens. It'll be coming up to our triple option feature now. Mike Dottiglia along with Cajun Cannon, the quarterback here, along with Charlie Long. Before we get into that, Bob, I wanted to tell you this before, and I actually wanted to tell you this in the pregame show. You know who's the special teams coordinator for the Seattle Seahawks?
No, I don't know.
His name is Jay Harbaugh. He is the son of John Harbaugh, and he...
So he's following in his dad's footsteps.
Sort of in those footsteps, but more of his uncle... he's Jim Harbaugh's son, excuse me.
Because
he's following in John's footsteps.
His uncle, then.
Because he was the special teams coordinator, safeties coach at Michigan, and he landed the job. He's the special teams coordinator with the Seattle Seahawks. I think he did a good job yesterday.
Yeah, I think he got an A for effort and A for production. That was one area that the Seahawks dominate us, and that's being kind.
So there's another Harbaugh down the road, Jay Harbaugh, who right now is the special teams coach for the Seattle Seahawks.
And we were talking about Nichols getting ready to play Eastern Kentucky, but his grandpa, Jack Harbaugh, was the head coach forever at Western Kentucky, the Hilltoppers.
Yes, he was. So our triple option feature. Bob, I'll let you go first.
Well, I like to say, what are the eyes watching? What are people watching? And, you know, it's amazing how NBC, you know, you make good moves, bad moves, to really embrace Sunday Night Football and to surpass Monday Night Football. Because we all know prime time, it was Monday Night Football. This is a good sample size. Now for 14 consecutive seasons, Sunday Night Football has been the highest rated primetime show. Whatever your eyes are watching on TV, for 14 consecutive seasons. The next closest was like American Idol, which had a six-year streak from 2005 to 6 and into 2010 and 11, that television season. Now, NBC's first three games this season, including the September the 4th NFL kickoff game, average right at 25 million. Average like 24.9 to be exact. Million viewers for its best start in a decade since 2015. So, you know how the rich keep getting richer? Well, people are watching Sunday Night Football. You want to know, if you could pick one game, I'm not talking the Red Zone channel, I like a lot of football, but that's the, if you look at the to I guess, end the weekend right. You still have a game tonight, but to end all those great Sunday games, it's amazing. That's what the viewers are really watching. That's why they always have to have meaningful games, Sunday night football. Now this is interesting. It figures the damn Cowgirls were involved. The most viewed game on Sunday night football was 2012 season final between the Cowboys and the Redskins, between the Cowboys and Washington, where they average almost 30.5 million people. Like I said, right now, you know, they had 25 million.
So that was a late December game?
Yeah, because they said the season final.
Okay.
The season final in 2012, they had like 30.5 million. It was the most watched Sunday night game ever. You know, like we know the Super Bowl a lot, but I'm talking regular season.
My thing is, did anybody not watch the first game this year?
On Sunday night?
Sunday night.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that game.
September the 4th. They were watching.
Man, that was an unbelievable game.
25 million.
To watch. And sometimes I wonder about them counts.
I don't know how they figured that out.
I don't either.
The Nielsen ratings and all that. I don't know how the households, how do you count the bars and who's at a bar watching the game and all that. I don't know. But all I know is everybody's fighting to get that kind of publicity. If you're doing programming on TV, and everyone streams now, look on your phone, how do you observe or watch things? The NFL don't care how you're watching as long as you're watching. Now, they want you watching whether, you know, Amazon or whether it's the major networks, whatever, on your phone, whatever. They want you watching. But Sunday night football is the king of kings.
Because a lot of that, too, you talked about that a late game. So that was either late December or very early January.
Yeah.
They got weather situations that would keep you indoors.
Yeah. Well,
and watching.
Yeah, because you're watching. Yeah, it was. And then with the rivalry game, I mean, that's like old school. The Cowgirls and the Redskins.
How many Thanksgivings we saw like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dallas, Washington.
And now the Commanders, I should say, the Commanders are now finally relevant. Then Jane Daniels hurt. But you know who's not relevant? The damn Cowgirls. We ain't relevant, but I know they ain't relevant either. You know, we had a text last night. I'm doing the post game, and like one fan texted me, don't worry about Dallas. You know, worry about your Saints, or whatever. I go, well, you bragging just because all of a sudden they had an unbelievable win, how they beat the Giants. But then what have you done for me lately? The sour-ass Bears kicked your ass. they made Caleb Williams look like he's all pro.
I'll tell you, he looked like Montana. Yeah. I mean, the ball didn't really touch the ground all afternoon. And the receivers, Bob, I'm talking about, they were beyond high school.
So coming up now, they played Michael Parsons, the Packers, right?
Next.
Ooh, you know Michael Parsons is going to want to give him the business. Michael Parsons is going to want to pin his ears back. And, boy, every time
and
he's...
No CD Lamb for a month.
And every time he's getting after Dak, you know, he'd be like he's tackling Jerry Jones. I don't really want to hurt Dak, but sorry, Dak. I want to pretend you Jerry, and I want to tattoo you.
Go ahead, Charlie. You next.
Guys, I'm going Chris Lowe, friend of the program, had released earlier today the three annual conference opponents for the SEC ahead of their new 9-game conference slate, which is going to start as soon as next year. The entire 9-game schedule is going to come out tomorrow, so we don't know the full kind of slate for LSU, but we do know there are three opponents every single year. I mentioned in the Sports Flash, it's going to be Arkansas, Ole Miss, and Texas A&M as those three rivalry games, and there's been a lot of hoopla made about no Alabama on this list, which is kind of interesting. I understand wanting to keep, you know, the battle for the Golden Boot thing with Arkansas and the Magnolia Bowl with Ole Miss, but Texas A&M, guys, just feels a little bit forced. I don't really like that, you know, matchup being one of the three rivalry games over Florida or Alabama. I know that Wilson Alexander, our friend from The Advocate, had kind of posted that the loudest he's ever seen Tiger Stadium while he's been on the beat, and he's been on the beat for quite some time, was the Alabama and Florida matchups for this LSU team in Death Valley. And just kind of losing those every single year kind of stinks, but that is what it currently is, guys. Arkansas, Ole Miss, and Texas A&M. Now, I do want to note this as well, that they will kind of reevaluate this every 4 years. So once we get to 2030, this could change. But just as of now, the first ever 9-game SEC football slate, the three conference rivals, once again, Arkansas, Ole Miss, and Texas A&M for LSU.
Well, you look at that, you know, it's another rivalry, but I think the most played game is like Auburn and Georgia. Look at Auburn. They got to play Georgia, And then they got to play Alabama. And then I think they threw Vanderbilt, too. But look how good Vanderbilt is now. But, that, you know, look like lately. Charlie, you're too young. People don't realize that LSU, Texas A&M, that goes way back. Before they went to the Southeastern Conference.
When they were in the Southwest Conference.
Yes, yeah, they would always play. And you know what the Aggies have not done, though? They have not beaten LSU in Tiger Stadium since they joined the SEC. The home team has a big advantage when you look how they're matching up. But you look at, Alabama, I can't believe we're not playing Alabama. Do you know whether we think differently? LSU's the third banana to Alabama.
Tennessee's too.
Tennessee and Alabama can't stand each other. I was living in Georgia. No, it was like, whoa, I didn't know it was that much hate. You know, you see some alum and all. And then obviously the Iron Bowl between Auburn and Alabama. So, I mean, I think they're going to review this and see what comes about. But people don't realize, oh, LSU and Alabama, they get any better than that. No, you can't look. You got to look at the tradition if you're going to go that route. And, you know, they're playing for the boot. I mean, the LSU fans, do you really care about the boot? I mean, I don't know. To me, a more natural rival would be Missouri and Arkansas. I guarantee they got to be playing. I don't even know.
You know who's not going to bitch about this? Brian Kelly.
No, it's an easy schedule.
Man, my thing is, okay, I don't have to play Alabama every year. Okay, I know you beat him in that first year, and Jaden was unreal. But then after that, Jalen Milroe smoked him back-to-back years.
If you look overall and the constant, and it's not the case maybe this year, but like you would say like Florida, Georgia, Alabama. When you look like that, because the players they're going to recruit. Now, you look how top level the Vanderbilt and Mississippi State is right now. Aren't they undefeated, Charlie? I'm like, looking so.
Both of them.
Yes.
How about that?
So you look at that, but no, LSU got a very favorable yearly schedule. But you know what? We're still going to play Alabama. It's just going to be every other year.
Right.
Yeah. And so, and same thing with Florida. They got a lot of people. Man, I used to love Florida. And Herb told me, you know what I would have wanted every year? Auburn.
Yeah, no,
has that
no.
been some memorable games between LSU and Auburn?
The earthquake game. You know, the loudest Tiger Stadium ever been was LSU Auburn. So
exactly.
Then I'm telling you, Alabama, Auburn, Florida, and then but look LSU because I guess I don't know geographically. I don't know they try to do a little bit of that. We're not playing Texas, not playing Oklahoma, not playing Alabama, no Georgia. No, this is. LSU, no, Coach Kelly ain't complaining about...
No, he ain't never going to say a squawk about
Yeah, who's their common opponent. Oh, yeah, tradition. We play with the Magnolia Bowl in the boot. You know, and the Aggies, we go way back with the Aggies now. You know, he ain't complaining about
we'll
that.
We'll be back to finish it off here on Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Finishing up here on the Second Guest Show today, I want to thank everybody here from the Silver Slipper Casino, Dave Hilbert, all the good people here. Man, we enjoy coming here each and every Monday night. I want to tell everybody hey, we're going to throw it to the Saints Radio Network right here on WWL Radio. It'll be the Saints Coaches Show. Visit Pensacola, Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be the host, his guest tonight, along with Bobby J. And they'll interview him. Will be Saints head coach Kellen Moore. And their guest tonight will be offensive line coach Brendan
Nugent.
Nugent, yeah. Man, I almost said Daly. I don't know. I had that in the back of my mind.
You almost had a brain fart.
Almost. So Coach Nugent will be on with Mike and Bobby right after Saints head coach Kellen Moore. And then Monday Night Football right here on the Big 870. Detroit Lions, Baltimore Ravens. Thank you for listening to Second Guest tonight. We'll be back in Mississippi next Monday night. Hey, stay tuned. Visit Pensacola. Saints Coaches Show coming up next, right here on the Big 870.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.